Welcome, everybody, back to Packers.com. I'm Weston Hodkowitz, joined alongside Larry McCarron and Mike Spofford. Following the conclusion of the NFL draft, the Green Bay Packers selecting four players today, including a linebacker, Larry, right off the bat, Blake Martinez from Stanford.
Yeah, an inside linebacker, at least he was at Stanford, and his measurables are all fine. But the thing, as you watch him play, that stands out, he's just a football player. He's kind of got the instincts of when to go over the top of blockers, when to go underneath. And when he arrives in a bad mood. He is a very good tackler.
Absolutely. And as Sam Seal talked with you, they brought in a receiver now, Trevor Davis, bringing in him in from Cal. A lot of speed there, Mike, and obviously a guy they were hoping can take the top off the defense.
Yeah, absolutely. 4.42 was his time at the combine. Elliott Wolf said they had him like in the mid to high 4.3s. This is a speedy guy. He's small, but they also talked about big hands, 10-inch hands to catch the ball in the cold, and a lot of toughness, you know, bubble screens and things like that over the middle, took some hits and hung on to the ball. They really like this guy, and he adds another dimension that, you know, maybe the Packers haven't had regularly in recent years.
You know what's cool about Davis is that every time he catches a ball, it seems like he's 10 yards beyond the defense. He is legit fast.
Absolutely. Also can contribute on special teams. Larry, the damage wasn't done. When you look at the offensive line, they got Jason Spriggs yesterday, a big body. They did the same thing now with Kyle Murphy from Stanford, a big guy. Seems like he has some versatility to him.
Very big guy, like 6'7", 300 plus big. And he's not the athlete, let's be honest. He's not the athlete that Spriggs is. That's why he was available later on. But he's a tough, more of a brawler type guy than, say, a Spriggs. And there's a lot of guys in the National Football League that are playing with his physical attributes and his mental approach, which is to lock up and brawl with people.
Dean Lowry also being selected in the fourth round out of Northwestern, traditional five-tech player. When you look at these seven draft choices, Mike, what did you think about what the Packers came out with, and does this address their needs now going into the rest of the offseason program?
Yeah, I mean, two things kind of stand out the most. One is the big guys, four of them, two on the defensive line with Kenny Clark and Lowry that you just mentioned, then the two on the offensive line, Spriggs and Murphy. When four out of your seven picks are big guys, that shows you the priorities that the Packers brought into this draft. And then, you know, not really sure why, but five guys from the West Coast. Yeah. You talked about Sam Seal coming in to talk to the media about that. Interesting, but obviously the Packers liked what they saw. They followed up on a lot of those West Coast guys, and the board fell their way. Mike McCarthy sounded really excited about getting this rookie class in here.
You know, guys, if you look at this offseason, what's transpired over the past 3 days, a couple things stand out. As soon as people started talking about the draft, the needs that they listed for the Green Bay Packers were tight end and inside linebacker. Jared Cook, they brought in. Inside linebacker was taken care of today. And then the B.J. Raji bomb got dropped, and they took care of that with Kenny Clark. And another thing that came up as people were talking about needs, they talked about some depth at offensive tackle. Those issues were addressed. So you look at the things that the Packers needed to have happen this offseason, basically they've happened.
In this 3 days, and now the Packers will welcome them all into Green Bay with their rookie orientation camp. Stay tuned to Packers.com. For Larry McCarron, Mike Spofford, I'm Wes Hockowitz. Till next time.